The big wave from the United States really came after the pandemic, where Americans felt that they were, restricted in their mobility, as was the world, but they weren't used to it, and Americans sure like to enhance their freedoms.
The Global Passport Investor is your go-to podcast.
Welcome, everyone. Eric Major here, Executive Chairman at Latitude Group. As many of you know, I'm a Canadian that's been involved in this investment migration industry for over 30 years. We're always very proud to say, as Canadian, that the industry's birthplace was indeed in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And I've seen a lot of things over the years in terms of the evolution of the industry to the multi-billion dollar industry that it is today. But it's safe to say that the most important contributor over those three decades in terms of sheer numbers and applications came from China. Mainland China opened up to the world and created a massive amount of wealth, and naturally they wanted the privileges of the Western world, both in terms of security and also lifestyle, as well as education opportunities for their children. So that really kept me busy for a good 20 years of my life. And we did have the occasional American also that looked into relocating to Canada or the UK. But in those first 20 years from, let's say, the 80s to early 2000, there wasn't much demand. And the big wave from the United States really came after the pandemic, where Americans felt that they were, restricted in their mobility, as was the world, but they weren't used to it. And Americans sure like to enhance their freedoms. Tremendous surge of applicants that are looking to enhance their smile. That is to enhance their security. If they feel that indeed things in the United States aren't what they used to be, and therefore they want to have that option or that plan B to move should the world around them change. Also, they want to enhance their mobility for exactly those reasons. They may be looking simply to have that insurance policy with not necessarily any intentions to move in the immediacy or short run, but at least have that option as an insurance would provide. And some of them are looking to enhance their lifestyle and to experience something new in a foreign jurisdiction. And of course, thinking of their family and their children, want to provide opportunities for education and employment abroad. So that's what we do here at Latitude.
The greatest investment you could ever make is an investment in your future. Rift Trust and Latitude Group is the leading provider of residency and citizenship solutions for high net worth individuals.
Our clients are like our extended family. We're a global firm with a local focus.
What makes us truly unique is our leadership team. 100 years of combined industry experience, and we're working every day with governments to improve and build new residency and citizenship programs.
Obtaining a second residence or citizenship is the best modern insurance policy for you and your family.
Our clients expect the world.
We deliver it.
Hello to freedom.
Often Americans ask me, what's the most popular program, Eric? What's out there that I should be interested or looking at? And really, it depends, like many things in life, of your budget. At the top end of the spectrum of benefits and privileges is by far Malta Citizenship Program, or the MEIN program, as it's called here in Malta. This is a program that's had two iterations to it over the last 10 years, but in essence is a program that allows you to invest in the nation, and over an 18-month process, you eventually get naturalized and become a Maltese. Well, Malta is a great nation, English-speaking nation in the Mediterranean, 500,000 or so people on this lovely island. But it's the power that it offers as being part of the EU that a lot of people are also seeking, because when you're a member state of the EU, you gain the privileges of the right of settlement in all EU member states. What does that mean? That means if you're Maltese, you could live, work, study, retire in all 27 EU member states, and of course, Malta as well. So people look at this as really 1 equals 27. And, for families who are thinking about their children, their future, and opportunities for work and study abroad, this is a very compelling and interesting proposition. But it's not cheap. It's north of €1 million, so that's maybe 1.1, 1.2 million US dollars, depending on the size of the family. But it's a process that will roughly take 18 months to achieve, and it's by far the most attractive and popular program for Americans who have the wealth to do it. If one doesn't, often they'll look closer to home in the Caribbean, where they have five islands that offer citizenship by investment there. And obviously would allow you to settle in any one of those islands. And their passports also provide very good mobility. Not that Americans need a better passport. Their passport travels well, but it's another citizenship, another passport that also gives you visa-free travel, typically north of 140 countries. And you know, for those who want to be in the same time zone, and the Caribbean is very familiar to many Americans, that's a highly sought solution as well. And then finally, for those who may find Malta a little bit too expensive but still would like the privileges of the EU, there's Portugal that has a golden visa that has a pathway to citizenship in about 6 years that it would take, and for a investment of roughly €500,000. But what makes this program attractive is the fact that they're not too demanding with respect to the physical presence, with the number of days that one has to commit each year. It's only seven. So 7 days a year for 5 years will eventually put you on a pathway to Portuguese citizenship. And like Malta, Portuguese citizenship is part of the EU. So there you have it. Those are your three core propositions which North Americans are inquiring about, which are really picking up in droves. And we're very proud to say that at Latitude we're able to facilitate and service you for all of these programs. In fact, for over 30 countries around the world. Please visit us at www.latitudeworld.com for more information. So there you have it. If you have any questions, please reach out on this YouTube channel in the comment section below, or by sending, if you're listening on the podcast, sending questions at globalpassportinvestor.com. Thank you for listening. For a deep dive into the recommended residency and citizenship programs available, please check out latitudeworld.com for further details.